Robert.
Yes.
You know so much about utilizing the internet, and particularly utilizing the internet for Alexander technique. How does an Alexander teacher who wants to start using the internet more to get out their particular ideas, or just for whatever use they want for putting more of themselves on the internet, how do they go about that?
Well, the first step is to get a website. And I think it's that first step that's the big stumbling block for most teachers, because I think most teachers have an idea about A, what it's going to cost, and B, how much work is it going to be, and C, is this going to endanger me in any way because I'm on the web and all sorts of anonymous people can see me? Those kind of issues, I think, and maybe some others, have held a lot of teachers back from that first step. But honestly, well, you've taken that first step, and we, in our last interview, you've been real happy with it, right?
Right, right.
Eileen's got a nice website that I'm sure brings in quite a few people.
Yes, yeah.
So, and you can have a site, I'm not sure exactly like Eileen's, but a site of similar quality for well under $200, and we show you ways that you can do it. So you really just have to make the decision that you want to do it and contact someone who'll do the technical work for you. And if you have an idea, for example, of how you would present yourself on a bulletin board in your community or on a flyer in your community, that's exactly the approach you should take for the web, or a very similar one. You're saying who you are and what you teach, and maybe some students' comments. Sites can be very simple, and they can grow. Over time.
It sounds a lot easier than trying to hang yourself on a bulletin board.
Hanging yourself on a bulletin board.
Pull yourself to a flyer or something.
Right, right.
Really sounds a lot simpler than that.
Right.
And then you only have one self, so you know that
flyer's
only reaching one person, but the web actually, you know, you can stick yourself on the screen and there you are.
That's right.
Many people can see you, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the first step. And, you know, I've done everything I can to make it as easy as possible to do it, and I have a whole page devoted to how you would go about doing it. And so I really recommend to teachers that they get at least a basic website and get it properly configured, which is a very simple thing to do, but it's a good idea to talk to someone who knows a little bit about the web, and at least get to that point. Now, once you've got a website, you can always add to it. I recommend putting an audio interview on your website. If you got access to someone who can do videos for you, get a video interview. There's some teachers who've done that really successfully. And we'll put a link. I'm creating a whole category now of audio interviews about and with teachers who have used the web successfully. So that's the first step. And then, in addition to being able to elaborate on your site and do all kinds of different things, it also becomes very easy to use other free tools that are available on the web. And in particular, I would recommend Twitter. You're on Twitter, right?
I am.
You have
human
tweeted.
Posture.
Human posture, and I'm body learning, which is a callous ripoff of a name. But Twitter, a lot of people have a pretty erroneous idea of what Twitter is. And I had that idea.
Well, let's save that for another conversation.
You think we should do Twitter, like a special thing on Twitter?
Let's just do it. Yeah, it can be a short thing. But
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So Twitter's coming up. Anything else we want to talk about on this?
No, I think it's great. And you'll have that, you know.
All the links will be there. You'll be able to find your way around. We'll make sure. And we, like I say, I am creating a whole new resource devoted to audio conversations with teachers about their experience with the web, and I got some great ones already on there. So let's end this one now.
Okay.